Chadwick Waters works for Leader Creek Fisheries in Naknek near Bristol Bay and is at the end of his in-person training.
This class was advertised to us through our facility manager, and he kind of told us that this would be a good opportunity to learn more, get more hands-on experience, and really dive into the depth of ammonia refrigeration systems.
Waters is pretty new to working with ammonia. Trainees like him start studying a six-hour online module before they make their way to Kodiak for a week-long course. He says the things he's learning are fascinating.
I started off as a processor at Leader Creek Fisheries. Then I went over to maintenance, and then from there I got put into refrigeration, and I enjoyed it. I liked the science behind it, and I decided to continue that.
The class in Kodiak is the first of its kind in the state. Waters and his peers learned from industry professionals in a newly renovated facility, the Kodiak Seafood and Marine Science Center. Caleb Taylor works for Alaska Sea Grant and helped organize the training. He says processors used to have to send workers to the lower 48 to get certified.
Traditionally, they've had to send folks out of state to do this kind of training, and that state that they get down south isn't even necessarily for seafood processors.
Taylor says it took a lot of collaboration to put a class together. They had to prepare the training facility, schedule with Kodiak processors, and they reached out to processors across the state to send staff to train. Companies then paid those workers tuition, travel, and stay on the island. Tom Lance is the president of the Alaska Research Consortium, a nonprofit based in Kodiak focused on supporting the seafood industry. He says the organization conducted a survey of processors a few years ago that pointed to a huge demand for a class like this.
It highlighted what are the most important needs of the seafood industry in Alaska, and most of the large processors identified ammonia refrigeration as their greatest need, you know, filling those jobs before all their experienced people are gone.
He says refrigeration is another field facing challenges because of the national shortage of trade workers. Amy Duzz is the president of iWorkWise, a safety, health, and environmental consulting company. She says most processors used to rely on experienced workers training their successors over time, but that's not a reliable model anymore.
Now, with the problems in the employment market, it's getting harder and harder to rely on that, and there's more and more need for consistency.
Now that this class is available, processors can be a bit more prepared for when their more experienced staff retire. Duzz says having a class focused on refrigeration in Alaska means instructors can specialize on the specific needs of the state's seafood industry. But working with ammonia can be dangerous, though. At least one person died this summer due to a suspected leak aboard a factory trawler. Duzz says this class sets a baseline of safety precautions and can help fill any knowledge gaps for trainees.
Taking that off the shoulders of the people in the plants, I think, is really important. It provides that consistency, and employers will know what to expect and what that person knows coming in.
Waters, the student, says he's learned a lot from the class and is excited to bring it back to work at Leader Creek.
A lot of the safety procedures and documentation has been something that we really got to focus on, especially on maintaining equipment to avoid any unsafe practices. If you have the opportunity to learn refrigeration and you enjoy it, this is a good class to take.
The first two beginner classes wrapped up earlier this month, but organizers are already working on planning more soon. The ultimate goal is to have a series of classes for folks to keep up to date on the best practices for ammonia refrigeration. In Kodiak, I'm Brian Benoit.